never forget the day I read a book. It was contagious, 70 pages. There were pictures here and there, so it wasn't hard to bear. The day I read a book.
Hi, everybody. I'm Tom Hall. It's time now for What Are You Reading?, in which we pose that very question to find out what folks have on their bedside tables or stored on their e-readers. Today, my guest is the award-winning investigative reporter for WBAL Television, Jane Miller. Jane, good to see you.
Hey, Tom. How you doing?
So you're going to talk about a classic, a book that
they probably have, but, you know, there's probably a lot of folks who haven't read this book.
I'm one of them, I'll admit. And
really?
The book is Truman Capote's In Cold Blood.
I read this book when it was first published, way back.
1959.
Yeah, well, not quite that early, but when I was younger, I can still remember passages from this book the way that Capote wrote them. First of all, he's a brilliant writer. He takes you on a journey into a criminal mind. And I've actually reread it 3 or 4 times. Why? Well, I cover the criminal justice system. I've covered mass crimes. I've covered crimes where, you know, you raise that issue, why did this happen?
And this is about a small town in Kansas, Holcomb, Kansas, and four members of the same family just brutally murdered.
Correct. During a robbery. And the question that every violent crime raises is, why did this happen? What Capote managed to do, and I'm not sure many have ever really managed to do it as well as he did, what he manages to do is to really get you to know the two perpetrators in this case. And it unleashes all of the issues involved in violent crime. Hopelessness, despair, lack of opportunity, lack of education, all of it comes to the fore. This was in the late 1950s.
Yeah.
Through these two individuals, the two perpetrators in this crime, who are, you know, essentially, I mean, most people would describe them as losers. You know, they'd been convicted of petty crimes. They were trying to get a few bucks. They thought they were going to strike gold with this particular farmer. He was well-to-do in this little town in Kansas. I'll never forget, there's a passage in the book where one of them talks to Capote, because he interviewed them, and talks to Capote about scrambling under the bed for 50 cents after committing this really heinous act.
Four people.
Sure.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
I mean, it's really graphic. And it's a riveting, real live account of kind of the dark side of humanity. You know, and in the movie that was done much later about Truman Capote, you know, he said later that it changed his life.
Doing the story, doing the book.
Absolutely, doing the book changed his mm-hmm. life. And he did this book based on the little paragraph that appeared in the New York Times when it happened, about this very prominent farmer's family being slaughtered in this crime. To this day, I've reread it like 3 times.
Yeah, a classic worth rereading. Very good. All right. Jane Miller is the award-winning head of the I-Team, the investigative unit, WBAL Television here in Baltimore. She's recommending the Truman Capote classic In Cold Blood. Thanks, Jane. See you soon.
All right, Tom.
What Are You Reading? Comes to you on the 4th Friday of the month during All Things Considered. You can also check us out online at wypr.org/whatareyoureading, where you can find details about all the books our guests have recommended. I'm Tom Hall for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great weekend.
One day I read a book, I can't remember when, but one of these days I'm going to do it again. Yes, sir. One of these days I'm going to do it again.